Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Never Relevant Podcast, the podcast where we talk over great TV shows and middling to okay movies. This week, we are doing the holiday Christmas special, Gremlins, in theme with our favorite gremlin that we watch every week, Columbo. Unfortunately, he does not appear in this Gremlins movie. I am your main signature host, Hugh Putman, and I am joined by my consigliere, John Cates.
Yo, welcome to my log cabin made of trash. Let me scoop some holiday grog into your tin mug out of this flaming oil drum.
Thank you so much, John Cates, and here is my spiritual counselor, Patrick LaRose.
I'm here to chew bubblegum and point out racial stereotypes, and I'm all out of bubblegum.
You don't have enough hands
you know what?
To point at all of the racial stereotypes in this scene.
I'm going
to
say this. This movie was made before racism existed, so we need to understand that in historical context.
The heady and accepting days of the 1980s.
Yes.
Oh, no. Hey, meet my grandpa, Fu Manchu.
Yeah, here's my fucking grandpa. He's blind in one eye, and he's standing behind a bunch of brass Buddha statues. Welcome
in Chinese
to our
culture,
mystic store.
In Chinese culture, we light every single candle we own, else the demons get us.
Also, it's 1980 fucking five, and this store is entirely candlelit. Note the electric candles in the background.
I would really like it if these people aren't even Chinese, and they're just like, we really like Big Trouble in Little China.
You know what? If
this
you
guy's,
told me that
this
Asian guy,
Filipino.
If you told me this Asian guy was wearing a fucking like Planet of the Apes outfit right now because I couldn't find any real Asians, I'd believe you.
It's like some Breakfast in Tiffany's bullshit.
Yeah, like if you told me that, look at this fucking heterochromia dude.
Yeah, is that blindness or does he have like one cat eye?
Is this guy
wow,
trying to
look
sell
look at this
a
do everything device?
Cell phone to this
I think it's a fidget cube.
He's big into everyday carry.
Have you ever, I mean, how many times in your life have you been like, man, I wish I had my dental mirror with me?
I haven't used one outside the dentist's office ever.
You use the dentist's mirror in the dentist's office, Pat?
Yeah, because they're like, hey, look in your mouth. Isn't it tight?
Is this how you wanted me to cut your hair? Here, hold this dentist's mirror.
What a dope mouth. A dentist mirror is actually really useful if you need to check serial numbers on the backs of servers without moving the rack.
I believe that.
Please like buy things from me, a goofball who just sprayed toothpaste on my shirt.
Look, all of my inventions will uncontrollably squirt semen on you.
I like that this salesman is so good he can weather the hail of like opium smoke constantly being blown in his face.
That's why he screwed up the toothpaste dispensing.
Exactly.
What's this small cartoon you have back here?
I hear some kind of chattering from this extremely obscure corner of the shop.
A surprisingly modern and electrically lit tarantula terrarium right there.
Look at his perfect nose cleft.
Aw, he's singing.
Okay, what part of China do gremlins originate from?
The east.
They really go deep into like the geography of China in this 1980s comedy horror film.
I don't think the people who made this movie could point to China on a map. I've been looking for mythical creatures, and Walmart's just been out.
I don't recognize this freaking creature at all. And I need it.
I went to Walmart and was like, hey, can I get a dragon or a unicorn? And they were like, nah, you should have ordered it ahead of time on and put it on layaway.
Imagine if this dude like saw a lemur. Like, just give me that one. And like, sir, this is a zoo. We cannot sell you the animals. Fuck you. Take my weird dentist tool.
Oh,
this little hustler.
Hook him up.
This little hustler right here.
I would love to live in the alternate reality where, like,
Uncle, your basement summoning den is going to close if you don't sell this mythical creature to this greasy salesman for $150.
It's this or hooking, all right? You got to make a choice.
Where does Grandpa source
I want it.
his mystic artifact?
Oh, we forgot to shoot this in camera, so we'll just record it later.
Especially.
He is what we call a nocturnal creature.
All nocturnal creatures explode in sunlight. Have you ever seen a meerkat explode?
How does the animal know when midnight is?
Now, is that midnight PST? Greenwich time?
Well, here's the thing. China doesn't have any time zones, so all of China has the same midnight.
Mogwais judge midnight by the position of the moon.
Hell yeah. Look at this fucking model.
Fuck yeah. Love this song.
It's looking pretty good, this model.
Maybe my second favorite Christmas song.
Hell yeah. Get dunked on, little girl.
So that oily salesman who was trying to... First of all, why was he trying to sell his weird toothpaste product to the ancient Chinese mysticism store?
He said, oh, you think these tchotchkes are cool.
Yeah, the little kid was like, yeah, my grandpa might buy some weird shit. He bought a gremlin.
Well, how did he make friends with the child? Why was he in, like, a big city when he apparently has a son in
this
extremely
Chinatown.
Remote town?
He was in Chinatown.
He's probably a traveling salesman, John.
Chinatown of this small burg?
Oh, my gosh, look at this Fortnite reference.
I'm sorry, I don't get it. I'm out of touch.
In Fortnite, you can be a bush. And in this movie, this person is a bush.
Watch out for flossing gremlins.
Haha.
No.
That is
no,
what
I
a
will
modern
not tolerate any more of this.
That is what a modern Gremlins movie would totally fucking be.
Oh my god, the gremlins are just gonna be gathering around being like, alright, are we gonna drop on Topsy Towers?
Haha, the references. Oh look, it's a young Adam
references
Sandler.
References to a game I've never played. Wait, who is this?
It's Adam Sandler.
I think this is Hoyt
really?
Axton.
No, not at all.
Hoyt Axton.
Okay. I would have believed you.
Right?
You could have deceived me for this whole film. Thank you
look,
for
even
telling
the,
me the truth.
Even the tires are extremely... This looks like painted on snow. I don't believe this snow.
It's almost like this movie was filmed in California.
Tell your car to suck it up.
Yeah, my battery
is
smoking.
This is obviously a battery problem.
Yeah.
Smoke is belching out my trunk.
He said driving a tractor around. Because I'm a fucking schizophrenic and I can't remember things very well.
He just wants to live in the reality where the highway is just only people in tractors. Going
he just
20
wants
miles
to
per
live
hour.
In. He just wants to live in a reality where people still like feel positively about American cars.
Cars, you mean tractors?
It's a weird thing to like give it like only like certain companies from certain countries. Like that's a weird concept to me. Like people still say that sometimes to me. Like I don't buy any of that Japanese crap, and I'm just like, what? Is it a good product or not?
Did you know that movie?
It had to come here on a boat, so obviously it sucks. Okay.
Yeah. No, and it's true that in the 1980s, like, the U.S. was still making, like, real cars.
Sure.
There was a period of time during the 90s and early 2000s where, like, no American manufacturer made anything worth a shit, and it was because they were in such deep financial trouble.
Burger King!
Yeah. Like, but, like, that's the thing, is that I'd be like, oh, yeah, okay, it makes sense, but if someone's just like, nah, sorry. Only American-made stuff.
Yeah, like, they just don't know. The Japanese just don't know how to make a car.
They're on a different part of this planet. That means that they don't have the knowledge they need. I like this loose dog just fucking running
that
all
big,
over.
That big weird mural in the lobby was interesting.
I know whenever I go to work at a bank, I always bring in my dog.
Yeah,
is
that's
that
what
this
love.
Is? Oh yeah, I see an FDIC sign.
Yeah,
it's a union.
I'm just going to pack my dog with a newspaper that he's going to piss on underneath
Get
my
in
desk.
Your dog cave.
Maybe it's a service dog.
His William name? Pretzel.
Peltzer. I think
I
Pretzel
know.
Pretzel would be much better.
I wonder if she's romantically interested in our main character.
I don't know. I think she looks very cute.
I love that collar.
She looks kind of like Julie.
I love that shoulder pad.
Dude, it's an incredible dress.
Pat, you should get Julie something that looks like that.
I'll just time travel to the 80s.
Yeah.
And you should dress like William Peltzer.
Yes, you should, Patrick.
By which I mean young Adam Sandler.
Who the... What? Cross your T? Who reminds you? What?
Your name isn't Peller. Pelzer.
Who decapitated my snowman? He was my best friend. I've known him since childhood.
This is a trophy.
She's carrying around
the symbol of her latest conquest.
She wants everyone in town to be afraid.
She's upset because it doesn't have hair for her to hold it by.
Oh no, this weird lady is bringing a decapitated snowman head to the bank.
Ma'am, we stopped accepting these this year. We've already told you this multiple times.
Is she she's the wife of, like, a big landlord?
Or she is a landlord.
Well, this lady asked her to get Mr. something to allow them to be late on rent.
Beats.
Also, I think she just implied that she was going to evict this family.
Yes,
I'm really sad that, you know, we had to leave behind this whole, when you're a rich person, you can just be openly shitty. Social media has ruined everything, because if she did this nowadays, she'd be roasted alive, because that would hit YouTube, and everybody would be like, wow, what a mean rich lady. The rich are suffering.
A Bavarian snowman.
Did all the cream drop out? Your vault. Nice, excellent joke, Pat.
I don't want money.
I want Bavarian cream. Whoa!
Yo, she's gonna decapitate the dog.
She's gonna eat the dog.
Whoa!
Is this? Are we? Wait, Pat. I think you might have accidentally started Wizard of Oz instead of.
Oh yeah, Wizard of Oz, the one where a lady showed up and started threatening her dog to be euthanized.
Yeah, did that not happen in Wizard of Oz?
No, she said she'd get the dog, but she didn't say what she'd do.
All right. Well.
Well, she said she wanted him to take it down to the kennel to get euthanized.
And also, and now throw him in the dryer.
The stakes.
That dog
the dog
is finishing what
that
it
he
started.
Has to kill this woman before she kills him.
I like that the dog understood that he was being threatened.
Hey, look who it is!
How did you not notice that I brought my dog in?
It's the guy from the movie. Oh, she calls you a loser.
Is this guy the oily salesman's son?
Yeah, he is.
It's a good dog.
Okay.
Oh, my heart! Oh God, where's that guy from?
He's a character actor.
Lot of movies.
No, I know he's in a lot of shit as that guy. So. Like, what kind of weird violation are the gremlins going to enact on the guy on the left?
I don't know, but I'm excited to find out.
We got to see if he has some kind of OCD or weird fixation on something. I'm sure that's going to be it.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's so capable.
That's some math.
With just your eyebrows.
I perfectly charted my path to $1 million.
Wait, is there just a bowl of popcorn on this table?
Have you never been to a beer that gives you bowls of popcorn?
A bar? I have not, no.
It's dope.
No, this dude is James fucking Bond.
Oh, his girlfriend's got a side gig.
Oh, I thought it was just every girl he meets just falls in love with him.
I don't think they're dating.
Wait, is this the same girl from the bank?
Yeah.
Yes.
So these three people just spend their whole day together.
They just keep showing up.
She works as a waitress here on the side.
And she's
right.
Like, Wait, she's
but
like,
it doesn't strike you as weird that these two guys work together and then go to a bar together, and this girl works at their job and then works at the bar they go to after work.
I mean how many bars do you think
that means
in
they
this
spend
town?
Like 12 hours a day together.
Check out these swords he's got on the wall.
Hell yeah. Get this public domain movie up on this screen.
So this is a movie where like two characters are very obviously into each other and just flirt but never do anything about it.
No, I think they are dating.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, Pat, I didn't want to see the anime version of Gremlins. I wanted to see Gremlins.
I wanted to see the sexually explicit version.
Oh, holy
of
shit!
Oh, it's another invention because it's got his name on it.
Yeah.
Is he an inventor?
No, his dad is.
He's a greasy inventor.
Oh, fucking A. This is awesome.
His logo is on point.
So, that is such a great fucking invention. Wait, is his dad dead?
He's just on the road a lot trying to hawk his fidget cubes.
Oh, okay.
Just
okay.
Random people.
Okay, his dad is the man that bought the Gremlin. Okay, yep. I'm sorry. I'm not following that.
He's looking for literally any store that will sell his fidget cube.
All the department stores rejected me, so I'm now going into the mysticism shops.
Yeah, I'm looking for all of the holistic medicine stores and Chinese apothecaries that I can find to
hey
sell
guys,
my fidget cube.
Are you out of bear bile? Because this will replace your bear bile for you. Man, they need to fucking put those swords better on the walls.
Also, reconsider, maybe, decorating their walls with swords.
Hell no.
Oh no, he's been cursed.
I mean,
fa la 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 la.
Wait a second. Like, we know a sword is going to be used on a gremlin at some point, because that's a Chekhov
yes.
sword.
That is obviously a Chekhov sword. I didn't even think it was, like, worth mentioning. A sword was presented in the first half.
Wait. How's it breathing?
Oh, I mean, does that wrapping paper look airtight to you, Patrick?
Wait. He was just like, you can't open it until Christmas.
Why would you take the
We're
time
not gonna
to wrap
feed it?
It?
We're gonna...
There's a living thing in there.
I know.
Because you're a very bad inventor and an even worse salesman.
Oh, but it also can't be exposed to light, so maybe it's for the best.
What is this device she's holding?
I think it lit the fireplace.
I think it's just the theremin.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
It just made mood lighting.
Yeah.
All right,
so
now I'm going to play the theremin while you open your gift.
Ooh.
It's the family instrument.
Ah, it's the suitcase from Pulp Fiction.
Ah! This is where it starts being a horror movie, folks.
Wait,
what was our first jump scare? Jump scare number one.
Mogwai?
Mogwai.
That's such a bad name.
Blame the guys from China.
I hate his little poopy hands.
I love his little poopy hands.
Oh, I forgot. I forgot that Patrick was never allowed to have pets as a child, so he's weak to any kind of animal.
Mm-hmm. Accurate.
Any domestic animal.
I also love possums, and they have little tiny hands.
Possums are very cute.
Possums make me sad
when I see them, because it's like, oh no, I have to chase you away.
Their little bodies are too hot for rabies to survive in them.
Yeah.
Like, they just denature the rabies virus.
Well, also, they eat a shit ton of ticks. They say that they eat, like, 1,000 ticks every day.
Yeah.
Which is
they
dope.
Don't live very long. And they spend a huge portion of their life raising children.
Oh. They always
just
have like
just
what,
a tick eating
kids,
single
right?
mom.
I don't remember how many kids.
Yeah, they always have four kids, and they're always the same gender.
This is fucking the Possum Facts podcast now.
Hell yeah, possums!
Oh, he's so scared.
I hate his little frown.
I don't like anything about this.
I hate
thing.
It when they
protect
change
my
his expression.
Protect my son Gizmo.
I don't like its ears the most, I'd say.
I love everything about the gremlin design.
Do you think as this man is reciting the extremely long and strict and difficult to maintain rules for keeping a Mogwai to his son, he's
Wait,
thinking
it's
this
only
was
three.
A great gift?
It's only 3 to 4 rules.
Pat, how many rules do you have for a dog?
More.
No.
Vaccinated every year.
What?
Making sure it goes poop twice a day.
What?
Make sure it's fed
Well, look, he's playing the theremin as well.
I mean, a Mogwai probably also has all of these requirements. Out. Mogwai love to sing.
I can't wait to check out Gizmo's SoundCloud.
I can't wait until his dog devours this small animal.
This thing just looks like some kind of bastardized chimera. Like, what the fuck?
I love him.
Now I know. All right, folks. Before we started recording, I was talking to Pat, and I mentioned that Gremlins is kind of a trashy movie, and he was like, "No, it's a fucking masterpiece. It's the movie of the era." And now I know why. It's because Pat cannot control his love for Mogwai.
Oh damn!
You're a piece of shit protagonist boy.
Yeah, where did that light come from?
His in-room fucking fireplace, apparently.
It was a patented Peltzer light mirror.
Oh, poor buddy.
Oh, let me wash you off.
Thanks.
This dude is going to have to live in a completely dim house for the rest of his life.
What's wild is that the thing about the bright lights goes away completely in Gremlins 2.
Dude, well, Gremlins 2 is a very different movie.
Set it in a brightly lit department store.
No, Gremlins 2 is like someone surgically implanted a grenade in the chest cavity of Gremlins 1.
Well, that was intentional because like the guy that made Gremlins 1 come back, and he was like, "I don't want to do this." And like, "You're gonna fucking do it." And he's like, "Fine, I'll fucking do it." And he's just like, just shit all over what Gremlins was.
I love the way the little gremlin talks.
I can't believe you did this to our listeners, Patrick. Yeah, this,
I did not anticipate.
Let's be really clear. It was just going to be you squeeing for a full
only
hour.
Patrick enjoys
this. This would happen, but it makes sense.
This thing looks like a fucking terrifying nightmare, and Pat's like, "Oh." Like, I can't wait to fucking watch like Grudge with you and be like, "Oh."
Is there anything cute in the Grudge?
This fucking branding is so good. This dude, whoever's making this dude's stickers, way to go.
It's a really great graphic.
Is this
design.
A levitating juice maker?
It is now.
It appears to be some kind of grapefruit ziggurat.
All there's, hail the grapefruit.
There's worse things to make ziggurats out of.
God, imagine being in so much fear in your house that anything could just explode in your face and send shrapnel everywhere.
That seems to be more juice than was in a normal orange.
Yeah,
this
I was going to
say. An invention. It made more juice than there was grapefruit.
What
is up with
this
movie and people being trees?
Why is this happening?
Watch me floss.
This is the other son of the Peltzer household.
Look how much fucking pulp there is.
Like I said, it liquefied the skin. Oh, hey, it's Corey Feldman.
No, there's still like a full pound of grapefruit. It's still coming out.
It's great.
There's no way there was that much grapefruit.
It's like applesauce. Oh, it just looks bad.
This is an infinite grapefruit machine, though.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many uses.
He could solve world hunger if the starving people of the world can tolerate eating grapefruit 24/7.
I mean,
shout
you
out
make
to
it
that
into,
Mad
to
Max
fucking
poster
fertilizer.
On the wall.
Actually, it could be way too acidic. But
a Mad Max poster in the 1980s is pretty, it's pretty niche.
I'm glad the Gizmo and the dog are becoming pals.
I like that. And every time you watch, anytime you watch a movie, they always watch black and white shit because they're like, fuck getting the rights to anything and fuck like just shooting 10 seconds of whatever the fuck.
It's either going to be black and white or I'm going to get a reel of Hulk Hogan breaking through the movie screen.
Yes. If those are my two alternatives and it's a coin flip every time, I'll take those odds. This kid's fucking room is so cool.
Yeah. Patrick, is this what it's like to live in an attic room?
Pat, did you live in an attic room?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
I thought you did.
Man, I was like, Pat,
I've never
you
lived
just
in
got
a place
like
with
so
an
many
attic.
Fucking coolness. What?
I've never lived in a place with an attic.
Have you never lived in a house?
I've lived in a house. We never had an attic.
How do you not?
It
what?
Just, it just had a basement.
Yeah, you just have two floors.
Wait, so you didn't have like, so your, all of your rooms upstairs had like slanted ceilings?
Yeah. Where I grew up, yeah.
Whoa, what the fuck? That's so weird.
Yep. I mean, in A-frame houses, that's pretty normal.
I don't know. I mean, I have lived in... I don't think I've ever lived in a house that didn't have an attic. Well, no, the beach house my parents owned did not have an attic.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh, you put the gremlin down by the water, you fool.
Now because it's about to poop out a baby.
No,
yeah,
I thought
it just impregnated my pet.
Wait, does
yeah,
it?
Water makes it poop out babies. Eating after midnight makes it turn into the horrible monster.
Oh, so if you get it wet, it just makes more of itself?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that's not terrible.
Yeah. No, you don't want multiple, because if they get together, they start causing a ruckus.
First, they are pulsating fur meatballs, and I hate them.
Yeah. Well, why don't you just feed it to the dog?
The dog finds it appetizing. Yeah, feed the baby to the dog.
Oh, poor guy.
Oh,
I'm
shit.
I'm sure Gizmo wouldn't mind.
Shit, it's just fucking pumping those things out.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, they bust them out in litters.
Well, here we go. We've got infinite grapefruit. We've got infinite meat from these little mogwai. This movie's just a fucking...
So does
he start
Peltzer
just handing
just
these
needs
fuckers
to open
out?
A mogwai meat distribution plant. That's what the rest of this watch is going to be about, is figuring out how we can use this situation to solve Peltzer's financial worries.
I really do not like how these things look.
Yeah, now these are the sinister ones.
Well, these ones are also all sticky because they're covered in amniotic fluid because they just emerged from their mother father's mogwai uterus.
Back
uterus. It's butt uterus. That one's stinky.
Oh my! That was got a mohawk.
That one's rude as hell.
Yeah, you know he's gonna be a troublemaker.
He's already a little piece of shit.
He's like, I just want to listen to the dead Kendies, motherfucker.
So wait,
he doesn't even need to become a gremlin.
So it's water. What else is it?
Eating after midnight.
Wind, earth, and fire.
Eating after midnight makes them turn into monsters.
But yeah. Wait, what's the third thing?
The third thing is sunlight kills them and they're sensitive to bright light.
Did you guys see that Gizmo was experiencing postpartum depression?
Yeah, dude, every time, these keep popping out of Gizmo across the two movies, and he hates it. It fucking sucks.
I like that this guy just invents random things in different areas.
He has a sign above his pegboard that says, Toxygen 90 infrequent use.
Nice.
What a good environment to raise children in.
Man, imagine if this movie came out in the era of Shark Tank. And instead of him
this guy would
going
just be
to
a regular so on the show.
Instead of going to a Mystic Shop, it's just video clips of him on Shark Tank.
Do you think
rejected.
That he's just... Do you think that he's making no money while the son supports the family?
They literally say that.
Okay.
And instead of getting heat from his more successful childhood friend at work... This kid would just be getting owned on Twitter.
Instead he'd be like, by 25, I hope to pay off my $30,000 in student loans.
Yeah, check this out, dude. I might actually get some PTO at some point.
I might be able to rent a condo soon.
That would be how his friend brags about being successful.
Hey, look at this. I can start affording the payments to fix the AC in my Honda Civic.
Dude, I'm a paid intern. You need to get your act together.
Yeah, fuck you, dude. Go make me some coffee.
Oh my god.
Where'd he get a little tiny trumpet?
From a toy.
Let's commence breeding. Commence forced mogwai breeding program.
That's why I'm just spraying it with water constantly. So it's just shitting. He's playing a tiny little Donkey Kong.
Mm-hmm. Why are the Mogwai children such turds?
Gizmo, I think it's just saying
that Gizmo needs
have children.
To do some parenting.
So my grandfather was actually very much like the Peltzer man here. My grandfather was always very keen on... not inventing, but like big schemes to try and like make a bunch of money quick and stuff. Like he was his whole life. And it was hard to get, yeah, so like I kind of
like Eddie from Ed, Edd n Eddy.
Yeah, not that scummy, but yeah. And so it's kind of like I can kind of relate a little bit to this because like my dad got a little bit of that from his father. My dad's definitely not as bad as his dad, but my dad really likes the idea of coming up with businesses and coming up with ideas, but in a really good way, in a healthy way. But like seeing this reminds me of my grandfather and like stories that I've heard about him.
Oh no!
Did they hang the dog?
They've hung him as a warning.
Oh, he's not dead.
He's like frozen solid.
No, he's okay. Oh God!
Here's my weapon for defeating the gremlins.
Here, go use this on that old woman who did this to him.
I've made this pneumatic turbo hammer. It's a tool for nothing and no one.
Check out Uber fly swatter.
What kind of fly are you taking out with that?
And I also like that, like,
what could that possibly be for?
They're talking through some real shit, and he's just like running through these inventions. It's hot. Woman, get away from it. It is hot.
Yeah, you should probably back off of that.
This is a McDonald's lawsuit in the making.
Wow, it's dark. It is so dark.
Hey, honey, can we just get a normal-ass coffee machine for, like, $10 at Walmart?
Hey, you know how people just have invented that already because it's literally just heating up water and pouring it through beans?
Well, I think he's made, like, extremely powerful coffee concentrate. It's, like, 99% caffeine.
Yeah, like, I think that this guy's actually not terrible at making shit that he could make money off of. He just keeps trying to sell it as a, like, household appliance for some fucking reason. There's sunlight!
When he should be selling it as weapons.
Yeah, exactly.
No, this is...
Oh my God, what a good idea! Let's make more!
Gremlin Forest Breeding Program!
Let's just hurt the fuck out of my pet. Like, it's obviously very painful.
Hey, watch this, my teacher. I'm going to forcefully impregnate my pet now.
Hey, have you ever seen rape in your classrooms? Because we just did it.
Oh, no!
Oh, he's fallen in love.
I mean, if Mogwai are, like, have any basis in biology at all, this would be a pretty unbelievable, like, metabolic load to undergo, like, constantly.
And they're already communicating seconds after birth.
Yeah.
Is this new one good or bad?
Probably bad.
I think every single new one is bad. Is this new one going
to be featured in the rest of the film, or do they just throw that one away?
I think he'll unite with the others and they'll form their evil union.
Do you think that the original one will be the good one and he'll have to team up with the one good gremlin and take down all the rest?
That is literally the plot of both Gremlins movies.
Oh, no. Yes. I was joking.
Have you never seen Gremlins 2?
I've never seen any of these movies.
Dude, Gremlins 2, he, like, Gizmo fucking gets out a little bandana, dresses up like Rambo, and starts taking out the other gremlins with a bow and arrow.
Yeah, he becomes Gizmambo, which is not a very catchy name, but he always refers to himself by that, exactly. He says, I Gizmambo!
And then he says,
just kind of looks at him confused.
And then when his owner comes up, he's like, they drew first blood! They drew first blood!
I hope you're joking, because I could easily 100% believe you.
I'm 100% joking, but I'm not joking about the following. There is a sexy lady gremlin
who seduces human men.
Okay.
A gremlin made entirely of lightning.
I know that as well.
The part about the dressing up as Rambo and taking the gremlins out with a bow and arrow
is real. It's just that he doesn't call himself Gizmambo. Yeah.
Nor does he have any PTSD attacks.
Man, that...
Gremlon Gizmambo.
I'm glad that I've avoided these movies for this long so that they won't, like, lodge into my child brain when I'm younger and, like, give me weird perceptions about things.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I found Gremlins to be terrifying when I was a small child.
Exactly. Like, if I saw this when I was 12, would not have gone over well.
Quick, best Christmas carol song.
But now that I'm 27, I'm willing to legally change my name to Gremlon Gizmambo.
Yeah, well, fair enough.
Everyone, quick, best favorite Christmas carol.
I like the Hallelujah. one. That one's really good. Really
I like the Leonard Cohen song.
I like that is also a good song.
I like that one where Whoopi Goldberg acts like a child and talks excitedly about what toy she got for Christmas.
I think Come All Ye Faithful is a little bit of a bop.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
All right.
I don't know. I think like classic Christmas songs are all pretty good. I think all modern Christmas songs are pretty bad.
Wait, guys, please. I think we're about to hear the Santa story.
First Noel's dope.
No way. The First Noel has some of the most abominable lyrics I've ever heard.
Love that song.
This is very important. We need to listen to this girl drop some sick truths.
Is she talking about how Christmas is a commercial holiday that...
but we're about to find out.
Systems of oppression.
No, she's talking about how people blow their brains out.
Why do you hate Christmas so much?
Because I had a gremlin and it killed my family.
Are we about to learn some dark stuff?
We're about to learn some great shit. Okay, never mind. We're not going to learn it here. We'll learn it. I'm staying diligent.
Way to interrupt my train of thought. I'm pretty sure I was on some freaking comedy gold before that happened, and now I can't recall it.
I'm sorry, but even at the drop of the hat, we need to be tuned in when this girl tells us her Christmas story.
Okay.
I'm going to say that. Do you think that they are dating, or do you think they had a one-night stand in the past?
No,
and they
I
both
don't
enjoyed
think they're
it,
dating.
And they're awkward about it, and they don't know how to say they liked it because they don't want to scare the other person off. Pretty sure I figured it out. We're good.
This boy has not stuck his dick in anything except maybe some sort of weird fleshlight that his dad invented.
Or the Mogwai.
His dad was like, "Here, son, test this."
And he's like, "Oh no, my penis exploded."
Oh my god, imagine how terrifying that would be.
That's why how terrifying it would be for your penis to explode.
No, he just goes, "Oh my gosh, I put my dick in and a whole bunch of other dicks came out." But the problem is they're all dog-legged.
One morning his dad just like tosses him the juice maker.
Oh god.
No.
This scientist.
Oh yeah, let's fuck up some gremlins.
What if I inject saline into their lips?
Draw gremlin blood?
Yeah,
you're
he
a
is.
High school science teacher.
Let me just
you fucking
yeah,
pervert.
And high school science teacher doesn't pay shit.
I hope he's got some kind of weird Mogwai bondage.
Oh, wait, is this Gizmo?
I bet I can shoot up gremlin blood.
I bet I can shoot.
Is this Gizmo?
No, that's the baby.
You wow, there's a lot of air in this guy's veins. Jank. A lot of air in that fucking Mogwai's veins.
Okay, this is Gizmo. We know it's Gizmo because he loves pop culture. Oh, and that's how you know he's the good one.
What? We haven't seen a gremlin or a mogwai in this scene yet. Okay, this is Gizmo.
This guy is eating a dinner of sandwich, cola, and Skittles.
Welcome to the 1980s.
It looks like they're in that bin they put male chicks in to grind them up.
I mean, I was pretty sure that they were going to throw the one they made in science class into like a small trash can.
Like...
Like, all right, I've demonstrated the birthing process.
Why are all of these guys shoved in a box, but Gizmo gets... Oh, no. They're intelligent.
The Gremlon babies are hatching a plan.
Give them... Uh-oh. Oh, that looks like some dope fried chicken.
It is a huge plate of fried chicken.
Hell yeah.
It's all
drumsticks, too.
Oh, my God. These gremlins don't deserve this.
How did you get this? This isn't legal.
I'd be so upset.
Oh no!
Feast my furry boys. Feast
their fur is gonna be. Oh,
oh
my god!
Oh my god! I need a gif of this step. Gizmo, you want you some extremely huge amounts of fried chicken?
No, I don't eat shit before midnight. I know what I'll become.
I'm vegan, brah.
I can't wait for his mom to be like, "Hey, did you remember to set your clock ahead an hour 2 months ago?"
Yeah.
Is
that a brain?
That's a brain.
That's a fucking brain.
What's he doing with that?
Hey guys,
you don't
want his brain.
You don't want to see what's in the other cage.
These are extremely unstable and prone to decay extremely quickly if you just leave them out. So I just left it out at room temperature on this dirty ass table.
I use it for chip dip.
Hey guys, some of the most deadly and terrifying forms of bacteria can form in a brain.
Oh,
decays,
is he
gonna
eat the
whatever.
Fucking brain?
Oh, I fucking hope so.
Oh no, he's getting that Sammy. I need a say. You know what? I get it. I get the big gremlin moods of like sometimes it's 11:30 and I want a Sammy.
Well, he's allowed to eat. He's not allowed to eat after midnight, I think, is the stipulation. Gizmo hates what's going on.
Gizmo loves TV, though.
Yeah, but hold. Let's see if we see his little face again in this scene.
Oh, Gizmo looks so scared. Give that boy a hug.
Wait, is he scared or drunk?
He's scared and sleepy simultaneously.
He's drunk on fear.
Honestly, same.
Their noses are always, like, weirdly wet.
Yeah, you can tell the baby ones because they have a sheen of nasty.
Oh, God!
Yeah.
Wow, they turned into skeletons.
What
Hell
the fuck?
Yeah.
Is this alien?
They turned into H.R. Giger's.
They ate after midnight.
They
that
literally look like
slow.
The eggs from Alien.
Are they going to do... Are they going to
attach
face
to huggers?
His mom's face and lay eggs in her belly?
Nah, that reproduces them.
No, I already fucked up that way.
That's
how you
breed the Gremmies.
Wait, do you think gremlins, since they can't get wet, they clean themselves with, like, sand?
I mean, I guess they can use their own spit.
Do you think they take dust baths?
Yeah, they take dust baths.
Probably.
I mean, I bet
they
can't just stay filthy.
Oh, no.
Oh, what a clever little boy.
An act of sabotage.
They chewed it out so he would think it was before midnight.
I needed this magnifying glass to see that this snot was snot.
A gross-ass butterfly.
So we're going to start licking his hands.
He's becoming even more of an asshole.
Wait, what the fuck?
Did that kid just make a menopause joke?
No joke.
Yep.
Damn. That's ice cold.
Why would you say that?
Ooh, gingerbread man.
Hey, everybody.
Those are big gingies.
AKA
grossest...
the worst cookie.
Hey, yes. Someone got mad at me recently.
It is not a good cookie.
Because I was like, yo, gingerbread sucks. And they're like, what? You are wrong, sir.
It's not good. It's too hard to eat.
It tastes like fucking ginger.
It's good for decorating and good for building with, and that's about it.
Yeah, I made a gingerbread house. I made a gingerbread house with my nephew this Christmas. You know what we did after that? We threw that fucker away.
You just threw it in a dumpster.
We took a picture and said, "Man, that turned out terribly."
What is going on here?
Where is he right now?
We need to go
to Doctor Who.
We need to go there now.
Some kind of invention / sci-fi.
Literally
convention.
The time machine from Time Machine.
Are we going to watch Max Headroom like walk in the background?
No, this is the backlot of the movie.
Oh, the boys are coming back. The boys are back in town.
I hate this. I hate how they're.
Oh my god, the time machine is gone.
And this man,
like, where did he go?
Device on that man's head.
I think he's Inspector Gadget.
Do.
Oh, it's that lady who's getting evicted with all of her children.
Is this going to be a case where the evil gremlins are actually staunch Leninists and they're here to take out the bourgeoisie and landlords?
I don't know. I mean,
you'll find a way to interpret it like
I remember that chapter of Das Kapital about the Mogwai, so probably...
Well, in an ideal society, the gremlins can bathe in water.
Mogwai
are
bourgeois.
We know we know that
gremlins are proletarian.
The only true outcome of capitalism is the transition of Mogwai into gremlins, and the gremlins destroying and eating the upper classes.
Ooh, what's this thing? Oh, it's a rabbit.
He used his X-ray specs to.
The scientist is now numb and bored by the day-to-day activities
Where
of classroom
the Mogwai?
Work. He can only
probably
be sated.
In that stupid cardboard box.
He can only be sated by the Mogwai, the Gremlin.
Oh, are we gonna get like a little jump scare?
That's just gonna like bounce, and he's gonna be like, whoa.
Oh, or he's
we
gonna
may
like.
Get, we may get a jump.
Or he's gonna like cut his way out from the side of the box. He can't see.
It's the most cluttered fucking science classroom I've ever seen.
He's a very messy boy. This
are we gonna
teacher.
See the Mogwai's heart? Sorry, Gremlin's heart.
I guess
oh look,
so.
A fetus.
Is that what this is?
No, it's just the egg.
They are literally opening up like the alien eggs.
No joke.
Yep.
They are very gross.
Oh, poor Gizmo. Poor little buddy.
I like that he's hiding in the helmet. That's pretty good.
A space helmet?
It's a fucking bike helmet.
You gotta wonder, has Gizmo seen this happen before? Does
he know
what's going on? Is he choosing not to warn anyone?
Well, that's why he's so that's why he's so nice, because he realizes that the rest of them are mean, so he's like, I've got to be different.
Gizmo seems to hate all of his children, which is definitely a choice to live.
I mean, that seems like the 2019
But there's
mood.
A difference between disliking your spawn and knowing that they're murderers. Gizmo should be exhorting, like, what's-his-face to destroy his children.
Adam Sandler, yeah. I'll say this, I will have no problem in the future if my children turn out to be murderers to report them.
Yeah, especially if they turn into the horrible eggs.
Yeah. If my children turn into gremlins, I will take them out myself.
Yeah.
It is my civic duty.
I've got no issue. If I see my children turn into eggs, I'm cracking those fuckers open early.
Just remember, don't feed them after midnight.
Why would you ever feed children after midnight?
Exactly.
Because your clock has been unplugged by your scheming children.
And I can't go, oh my god, I'm so tired right now.
And
why
for some reason they
you?
Want to undergo a grisly transformation, so they're trying
the
to manipulate you into feeding them.
I
imagine
like
the
that
smell?
It's smoking.
Could you imagine the smell of those fucking things?
I bet it smells like
so
a huge
excited.
Booger.
I hope it smells like fermented whatever they ate.
He is so fucking excited. It just hatched. Oh, yeah.
Oh, like, wow. And enough fog spills out of the egg to fill the whole room.
Yeah, I really hope it's just like, oh, it's a fermented sand PB&J.
I bet it's...
The egg
dude,
the egg is 90% fog by
dude,
volume.
Dude, I bet that is just pure 100% gremlin pheromone.
That's
oh,
why
God.
They're so rowdy.
Yeah, any other gremlin in proximity of that is just turned on.
Yeah, gremlins are horny for violence when they eat after midnight. I hunger for social justice, you fool.
It's me, the guy who took your blood.
It's me, the guy whose sandwich you ate.
Take me to the Kulaks. Their farms are mine now.
Oh, shit. How's this guy going to get it?
I mean, do the gremlins actually kill people?
I'm willing to bet he's going to get it raw and bad.
Man, speaking of that, John, I really do not want to see any gremlin porn.
Then don't watch Gremlins 2.
Yeah,
don't look up Gremlins 2 on the internet.
Gremlins 2 basically is gremlin porn.
Fair enough, but I'm just saying, like, gosh.
Way too many people had a sexual awakening upon seeing the girl gremlin.
I've heard about this.
It's going to eat
I've
your
heard,
whole hand,
I've heard discussions of Gremlins 2. And
oh,
the...
eat this nougat.
Yeah,
ooh,
reach your
nougat.
Hand into the gremlin hole.
Why would you do that? You would leave the candy bar out so that we'd come out and you would get to see it.
You asked for this.
Yeah, he's dead.
Yep, that's the face of a dead man.
Faces of death.
Oh, we're just going to get to like a skeleton when he gets in?
I hope so.
There's so much fog in this room.
Or we'll see him like totally dismembered, but like twitching and moaning in agony.
I think he's gonna be all goopy.
Oh, he's super dead.
He's gotta be goopy.
What am I looking at? Holy shit.
Bunch of goop. Oh, he
got
stabbed got in the
revenge.
Butt.
Right in the butt.
Oh,
the
do
most
you think
hilarious
he,
place.
He injected the gremlin
injected.
Blood into him?
Maybe. I hope so.
Yeah, how is he dead? That's my question. Like, did he get his face eaten? What's going on?
Maybe we'll find out in a moment.
Hey, bud.
A weird sticky hand appears.
All right, gremlin body count 1. Keeping track of this.
Yummy, an apple.
They're all about eating.
Hell yeah. Honestly, same. Oh, fucking, this isn't, now that I've tasted human flesh.
No, God, it's the apples are too healthy. A rude gremlin only eats pure junk food.
I need and to eat glass. Some glass.
Yum. This is making me powerful.
I need to eat more glass.
Silica makes me strong.
Yeah, apparently it does. Just ripped open that metal grate.
Yeah, Hugh, so how do you feel about the first body count?
I feel like that was not the gremlin's fault. That man, it was obviously defending itself from someone who trafficked it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh shit, yep. This dude's bleeding.
Yeah, I think the courts have
Yeah, he got scratched. Now he's going to turn into a gremlin.
A were-gremlin.
Who the fuck goes into the nurse's office and starts grabbing medical supplies?
Only if... What up?
No shit, that was one hell of a reveal.
It's just throwing cotton balls.
Yeah, he's just making a mess.
Yo, dude, check it. This vent led into this fucking cabinet for some reason.
Welcome to nonsense school.
Uh-oh.
Our building is garbage and our courses don't do anything.
No,
that is very sad.
Buddy.
Yeah, this is another common theme of gremlins. Gizmo is frail and feeble compared to a gremlin.
That's why he needs tools and weapons.
I feel like
why he needs a firearm.
This show has so obviously telegraphed what is going
to
happen.
Mom's ready to kill all of those.
They
gremlins.
Are going to use these shitty inventions to kill these gremlins. Obviously, right?
Yeah. Here's a question: does Mom survive?
Oh, I hope not.
I feel like
she's holding everyone back.
Well, her reaction is so honed. Like she so immediately goes to murder. Because her parents were killed in a gremlin attack. So I think she's got what it takes to stick it out.
I mean, this is...
Poor Gizmo. Oh my god,
watch out, those pheromones
this
are going to get in your face.
I'm so horny for violence.
I'm going to say this. If you ever have to climb up a ladder, you are at a disadvantage. So if you need to kill something, don't climb up a ladder towards it.
Maybe yeah, what come you down need to do ladder. Is just wait.
Well, what the fuck else is going to happen?
This is why Black Christmas Billy won.
Yeah.
I think the horny for violence feeling that gremlin pheromones induce could just be called gremlin.
Gremlin?
Man, I'm really gremlin right now.
Oh, God.
How did they learn all about how
the gremlin is
work?
Coursing through me. Oh, man.
Love a good goblin gremlin muse music.
I kind of hope that the gremlins are performing this as a band.
Yeah, they're just singing it into the vents. That's why she can hear it.
Like, they're just perfect mimics.
Yeah. You know, if you told me they had that ability, I'd believe you.
I love that they both have learned how phones work, but also about irony.
Yeah.
That's deeply seated in them.
They know what music is, and they know what music is hokey.
And they do know what music is menacing per the situation.
How are they staying hidden if they just threw glass at her?
Because she wasn't looking.
Yeah. Also, that's like a real daggery looking kitchen knife.
Yeah, she was cutting up gingerbread men with it. Now she's going to be cutting up gremlin men.
Exactly. Oh, shit.
Gingerbread men require a long and sharp knife.
Yeah, you can't get too close.
Haven't
to
you seen Shrek?
Dude, if you use a short knife, they can get you. If you gotta use a long knife, keep
haven't
away,
you
keep
seen the torture
away.
Scene from Shrek?
Oh yeah, I watch it every night.
They have a big key on their wall in addition to swords.
That's a Chekhov's key.
That
right
was when
there.
He got. That's when the dad got the key for the city after inventing. Something.
Look at this awful thing.
Are gremlins hard to kill?
No, because they literally get destroyed by sunlight.
Well, there's sunlight permeating all through this fucking house.
It's not enough, Hugh, duh.
But they need to be... Oh, shit!
I called
she
that
did it.
Shit. I called
the
this
body
shit.
Count is 1 in 1.
I told you mom's got what it takes to survive.
Oh, those
now the gremlins. Now the gremlins are gremlin hot revenge.
Dog. Oh, look at her reflexively go for a shield.
Dude, this mom, I guess, like, she's trained, like, when everyone's at work, she's training in combat, medieval combat.
Dude, this is fucking great. If she had a gun, she would be killing these things left and right. Look at that shit.
Oh, my God.
Dang. Also, I think it will cease to be a horror comedy when the main character's parents are killed.
Man, this is...
Is that? Oh, it's whipped cream.
Is that all this movie is? Is it just she makes these? They make these gremlins, and then she just murders them. The
Dude,
end.
She's ruining these gremlins.
Okay, so now it's three gremlins, one human.
Holy shit!
This movie is about how badass humans are and
no
how,
joke.
How much we
the
will
ultimate
kill you
predator.
Yeah, the real monster was humans all along. Look at her
dual
wielding.
Dual wielding. I'm so excited. I didn't know she'd taken that feat.
I don't know if I could ever be this badass in the face of gremlins coming into my house.
I mean, she trains by living in a house filled with death traps.
Yeah. None of this family are afraid of death.
Yeah.
I mean, now this explains why he was just like, a mythical creature? Yeah, sure, I'll take
it. Yeah, bring it.
My family is so frickin' jaded from dealing
Dude,
with my horror show inventions day after day that I need some kind of mystic addition to my life.
She's gonna
yes,
throw this
a
thing
trap.
In the fire.
Yes, an obvious trap. I'll walk towards it.
Dude, what? Like, she just killed three gremlins back to fucking back. What does she have to fear?
Oh my god!
I think she should probably be afraid of...
There it is right there.
Christmas trees.
All right.
Oh, man.
You're right, Patrick. This movie has a straight-up fetish for things disguising themselves as Christmas trees.
No, that was me.
Oh, is she dead? Oh,
I think she might be dead.
I cannot tell how this fight's going.
I don't know. She's still got her knives, so she could easily win this shit.
Yeah, but there's a backup gremlin on its way.
And also, there's technically infinite gremlins.
Oh, it's corroding him. Or her. Grab that sword.
Yep. It's not even the third act.
Alright, we're at four
Into
gremlins dead.
Into the fire.
What happens when you light a gremlin on fire? What do you think a burning gremlin smells like?
All that's
apparently,
it
still screams.
Yeah, but what do you think a burning gremlin smells like? Oh, here's the punk rock one.
It's Stripe the Rude Boy.
He was always meant
to be a gremlin. A cackling evil gremlin.
After he left a bunch of gremlin snot on your curtains.
So in the Gremlin Human War, the gremlins seem much at a disadvantage here.
Well, like, if they're not going to use their reproductive...
Their record is certainly much, far inferior.
Yeah, if they're mm-hmm. not going to use their reproductive powers to overwhelm humans, then yeah, they're obviously going to lose.
Did my mom just start an interspecies war?
Wait, is this diegetic sound, this weird bouncing noise?
I thought all the music was diegetic in this.
I thought all music and everything was diegetic.
Yeah, I thought very true, Pat. I think we established that
stop
a while
it.
Ago.
Gizmo,
both
save
of you
it.
Stop.
Save the boy.
Oh no, I think that's the sound of the gremlins forcing Gizmo to have children.
Nah, they just threw him dead. Like, no, they can just now if they get wet, they make the nightmare gremlins immediately. Why is he
oh
wearing a hat?
I don't.
Fucking
it's
Danger
it's
Will
same
Robinson
weird telephone
mofo.
Hat.
I must call Mr. Robinson.
I was about to make that joke, too.
Oh, poor boy. He's cold.
Patrick. Gizmo's time has long since passed. He's irrelevant to the plot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gizmo's
he's dead
cold.
To us.
He's a little sweetie.
He's a little sweetie, and that makes him weak.
I mean, look, I'm not. He is unimportant to the human gremlin war. We know where he stands.
The gremlin conflict of 1985. The gremlin contra affair.
my god. Imagine Ronald Reagan just being like, we'll airdrop some gremlins into Afghanistan.
When Peltzer sold cocaine to support the gremlin uprising. What is this place? Oh, it's the YMCA.
Yeah.
Why does this YMCA have such threateningly stuccoed walls?
I don't know, but it's still fun to stay at.
That's their, I'm that's pretty on brand. Like, the alarm is, like, he is matching that noise well.
I did not notice that he kept the sword.
Yeah, dude.
Wow. Man, that Grammy knocked him out cold.
Oh my god, he's like a little kangaroo.
He's hopping like a Chinese vampire.
Oh my god.
He just went in the pool.
Oh no.
Here comes, it's the gremlin reactor now.
Do you think that they'll like, it's like for every one drop of water, it creates one gremlin?
I think, I'm really excited to read Stripe's manifesto for Revolution.
I would love to see this whole pool become gremlins. Like World War Z style, where
yeah.
They're just like flowing like a wave.
I mean, I feel like that's what's gonna happen.
It's like a fucking ukiyo-e painting. Or
I'm
a
excited. I'm excited for all the
gremlins
bodies of water
cresting.
On Earth to be. I'm extremely excited for all the bodies of water on Earth to be just gremlins instead. The YMCA fell. Now
there's
it is just the brood pits.
That come out of... Yeah. It's the gremlin spawner. They gotta throw a bunker buster at that YMCA, really.
These cops are like, we're getting
we're
loaded.
Too busy getting drunk at work.
Yeah, these are some classic irresponsible cops.
Man, the 80s was a better time, guys.
We need to get the Black Christmas cop here so he can redeem himself.
No racism. Cops were nice.
No racism because everyone's white except the science teacher who's now dead.
Well, I mean, no, what about Chinatown where they would sequester all the non-whites?
I am 100% sure Chinatown is not in this town.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They sequester all the non-whites.
Yeah, no, this town
away.
Is way too small to have a Chinatown in it. Nice. The subtitles here would just be gremlin noises.
Oh my god, the nightmare!
Grimming.
What the fuck?
It's the night of gremlin.
Holy shit.
What is this? Santa just
I'm so
take a
glad
shit.
They put on the 24-hour Santa shitting marathon every
Look
Christmas
at this extremely
Eve.
Fake log.
I mean, I think that's the point of it. It's supposed to be fake.
I'm eating mayonnaise out of the jar.
I can't trust you anymore, darling. You bought that Japanese-made fake log. I only buy my fake logs from America.
Classic dad.
Classic grumpy husband and cheery
Don't
wife.
Plug your video games into the TV or you'll break it.
What are you downloading now?
Stop downloading pictures. Foreigners.
Would they show black and white Portuguese romantic dramas on TV in the 1980s?
I'm just like waiting for a countdown until this guy says something like anti-Semitic.
It's gonna be his death rattle.
Globalists!
He'll have his larynx slashed open by a gremlin, and as he bleeds out on the floor, he'll let out a moaning rasp of open parentheses, globalists, close parentheses, close parentheses, close parentheses.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, no, my plow has betrayed me.
Yeah.
Your plow is now the gremlin party train.
Why did I trust
now
American
the gremlin
manufacturing?
Oh no, my extremely sturdy piece of American farming equipment has fallen into the hands of Bolshevik gremlins.
No. And they're like, haha, the Kuloks are the truest enemy of all. And he's like, quick, burn the fields. Don't let them have it.
Oh, they're having such a good time.
I'm what pretty is sure this music? Guy has no farm, only farming equipment.
What is this music?
It's... I actually think it's like cheap 1980s Russian techno. I think they maybe are trying to imply that the gremlins are from the Eastern Bloc.
Oh my god, they just killed those two people?
I mean, hey, gremlins just one letter away from Kremlin.
Very true, Pat.
Oh, shit. No, it's illegal to tamper with the mail, gremlin.
Oh, shit.
This is a federal offense.
FBI is going to come down on these gremlins so
the
hard.
The gremlin gives not a whit for your laws, capitalist pig.
Well, eat shit, sir.
It feels like my forearm is being chewed off.
Oh, no. God. Snow tunnelers.
I don't know if the gremlins can be stopped.
I mean, at this rate, there's like 100,000 of them.
Like, apparently the music thinks that we should all be up on our feet dancing. I'm not sure.
Yeah, we love traffic accidents. All right, so I'm going to say two dead in that.
I hope this song in the soundtrack is just titled Mischief Party! Exclamation point. Gizmo is grump as hell. Wow, that boy's so drunk.
He'd need very small cuffs for Gizmo. Is that right? Or did they mean to say pupa stage?
Yeah, they definitely...
No, pupil is the adjective.
Okay.
Pupa is a noun.
Yeah, but pupil is an eyeball.
P-U-P-A-L.
Yeah.
One letter away from gremlin.
The part of an I is spelled P-U-P-I-L.
Why do they
this
keep
has
calling
been your education minute.
Why do they keep calling the tractor a snowplow? Just because it has a little digger in front.
Well, yeah, but like that digger's not even the thing you'd use to do a snowplow with.
I guess
it's
being used as a snowplow. I mean, this is a small-ass town. Some grumpy guy with a tractor he's very proud of could very well be their snowplow.
John, I hate to break it to you, but snowplow attachments are not that expensive.
Yeah, it's you would just put it on a truck.
Okay.
Like, that was what we did where I grew up, is that it was, like,
right,
a lot
but if
of
the
people...
grumpy guy in the tractor wants to do it, why not let him do it? Why
oh,
would
no,
he,
what's Stripes
would
up to?
Why make a new snowplow?
Oh, shit. Oh, yes!
He's probably
yes.
up to making the
this
most influential
is a...
punk band of the 1980s.
I wanna,
hey, everyone,
I wanna
get ready for the best scene in the whole fucking movie.
Yeah, this is great. I want a Che Guevara... Guevo?
Che Guevara
shirt, but it's stripe instead.
I'll see what we can do, Pat. Maybe that'll be in our store for people to buy our merch.
I want a spiral staircase. This woman lives in an incredibly posh house.
John, I can't
she
promise
loves cats.
How much. I can't promise how many we can have in stock, but we will try and get spiral staircases in our merch store.
Okay.
Hey, here's
good.
A water
I want a never relevant. I do want a never relevant branded spiral staircase.
I'll see what I can do.
Uh-oh.
What do you think those gremlins are going to do to these cats?
So I just saw part of a harp in the corner of the frame,
mm-hmm.
which means she's got her like cat den arranged around her old harp.
Yep,
there it is.
Man, I...
What up, boy?
I think...
Oh my god.
Look at these little...
Yes!
Puzzles. We ate those kids and took their clothes. Ha ha ha.
We're experimenting with FM synthesis. How does it sound? We think it sounds really harsh and industrial.
I love that she was going to dump water on carolers.
Yeah, that was a thing that people do.
Why? To be a giant asshole?
Yeah. Because some people are really shitty to carolers.
All right. Whatever happens to this lady, she's got it coming.
Look, I know it's dissonant, but that's just a representation of the fundamentally corrosive influence of our capitalist cultural background.
We must destroy
Let's
this capitalist.
Go.
We will kill her with the device that shows
Seriously?
Her wealth.
Seriously?
Yeah, check this
Seriously?
Out.
Seriously?
This is great. Watch this.
Seriously?
Yes, please.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Fuck her. She is definitely dead.
All right, we're at like three dead now.
Do you not? All
right, Patrick, you were right. That was maybe the best kill in horror movie history.
It's
This isn't even really a horror movie.
No,
it's a horror comedy.
You know, I gotta say, I'm sad that the gremlins aren't evolving more as they find more substances to cover themselves in.
Please.
Well, watch Gremlins
2. That's Gremlins 2. That is just Gremlins 2.
Also, they're touching snow, which is water.
Why is it taking so long for them to kill this Santa?
It takes a very specific water.
Two drunk pieces of shit.
Some kind of gremlin crust.
It's an interesting gremlin-themed Santa outfit he's wearing right now.
His partner is just like, let's run away from this situation.
Please let this man be eaten.
Okay, bye-bye.
The gremlins respect the sirens and move out of the way.
No, they already did something to the undercarriage of the police car. Put on your tree ghillie suit. They'll never recognize you.
There you go.
Yeah, what? Eat shit, gremlin.
Why do you have comically large scissors in your room, child?
Hey, quick hint to anybody watching, don't cut live wires with scissors.
Especially metal scissors.
Yeah.
You know, point taken. The cop car had no brakes, and so their only recourse was to ramp off a truck.
I'm into this guy's story.
You like Demo Gremlin?
I'm a big fan of the whole Gremlin narrative arc.
Only his incredibly shitty, unreliable, and broken car can save the day.
Aha! Germany saves the day again.
I mean, his windshield is just an ice field, but...
he knows the town so well that he doesn't need to see while driving. Ah, my favorite station.
What?
9. I think this is a radio drama, by the way.
Also, by the way,
that's also
another
that's getting
man
interrupted
dead
by gremlins.
Yeah, another man dead in the Gremlin War.
But we didn't see the kill, so I don't count it.
I feel like it's been the case with literally every gremlin kill. Like, this is clearly anti-gremlin propaganda that's like, yeah, we need to celebrate when a gremlin dies, but when a gremlin kills someone, we have to pretend it didn't happen.
So, are we just going to have a little interlude to watch this guy try and hawk some shit to a random
gas
station?
How would you
attendant?
Like an ashtray that reassembles cigarettes?
Yeah, how would you like an ashtray that also eats all matter?
Have you ever said, wow, there's not enough ash in this ashtray? Well, this ashtray actually takes your ash and creates more ash.
This device takes your ash and juices it into a healthy and filling drink.
We call it ash. You just drink it down.
Oh, these gremlins are absolutely getting drunk, right?
What?
And this chick
is why
making
is she serving
fucking
them
money.
Oh, wait,
why
would
is
you
she
not?
Serving
would you refuse to serve
these people,
them?
These people are rowdy as fuck, but wow, am I making some great tips.
Oh my god, the 3 cigarettes.
Man, I have so many, I've obtained so many bloodstained bills from these rowdy boys.
Yeah, I mean, would you not serve them, John, if this many gremlins showed up at your bar?
Also, it's good that they put on like perfect gremlin 80s synth pop.
I just whoever did the music for this, apparently were told that this was a very different movie.
Well, this girl was like, what music should I put on while these rowdy customers are here? What's this CD? I've never seen it in the machine
oh
before.
My god.
Oh, it's called
just...
Soundtrack to Gremlins.
Hey, look, I had a gremlin
no
dick.
I hope he's going to explode.
He's absolutely going to explode.
One of them just has a full 8-ball in his mouth.
Are we going to talk about... Are we going to acknowledge that
was
gremlin
a flashing scene.
Flashed this lady?
Yes. We are, and then we're going to... Finish acknowledging it and move on. Oh, shit. Prelude to Lady Gremlin.
Don't ask. So it must only be water.
These gremlins don't know how to play poker. The suspension of disbelief ruined.
Oh.
Gremlins will kill each other for no reason.
Where did he get the tiny gun?
Oh, there's Cool Gremlin.
Or is this the Cool Gremlin?
I think this is Sinister Gremlin or Detective Gremlin. I can't tell. Or maybe he's just sleepy passing out Gremlin.
What the... What?
It's me, Puppet Gremlin.
This movie's so good.
What the fuck? And I thought Gremlins 2 was playing with archetypes maybe a little too much.
No, this is...
I can't even track this.
Hey, I'm Puppet Gremlin.
Is that a puppet lobster in his right hand?
Yeah.
It's... What? Flashdance Gremlin? First of all, this scene has no reason to exist. Like, no plot is being developed. This is just the special effects dudes, like, having either a really good or a really bad time.
This movie is almost 2 hours long, and they were like, no, we gotta keep this in.
This scene is the box where we threw all the ideas that we couldn't fit anywhere else.
And she's still there. She has not tried to leave.
How are they putting in orders?
I don't know what story are we telling at this point?
How are they getting their cigarettes lit if they're afraid of fire?
Well, obviously very poorly.
Well, you gotta light it and then hand it to them, obviously.
I think they just eat the cigarettes.
Are they dead?
I think they just are passing out.
Oh no, Stripe, get your gun. Get your very little gun.
Be careful, lady. One of these gremlins has a gun and knows how to use it, apparently.
I still want an explanation for where he got a gun that small.
Has puppets, so if you can maybe hove towards that one, you'll probably make it out okay.
Oh, okay, dead gremlin.
I mean, they're dropping like flies now. That is a gremlin mugger.
That gremlin is mugging this lady.
With a gun. With a firearm. Alright.
I'm surprised it took her that long to get out.
Yeah, I can't believe it took her that long to decide to really stop, to not just serve the gremlin's beer.
Well, that reaction played really well on film, and I think it's because the character's motivation and like relief to get out of the bar was being paralleled by the actress's relief at getting out of the scene. Like, thank God I don't have to try and light a puppet's cigarettes anymore or get menaced by a puppet with a gun.
When is the military going to get involved here?
Oh my gosh, is this just, are we just watching the true inspiration for The Mist by Stephen King?
Yeah, this is just the proto Mist. Stephen King saw this and was like, damn, I'm scared for life.
Stephen King saw this and was like, we need to make sure we can't actually see the gremlins next time.
Yeah, yeah, how can I be less afraid?
The only government response to this situation is to glass the whole town.
This one
like,
is like,
it's over, it's a lost cause.
Just see like a bunch of helicopters fly over, White Phosphorus just starts dropping like crazy.
Which is a mistake because that would just make like phosphorus gremlins.
Yeah, you just have radioactive gremlins. That's how the US falls. That is the real fall of the Western world.
Okay, is this it? Yes, this is it.
Oh, here we go.
Okay, yeah. Focus.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Hmm? Uh-oh.
Okay, that's not an age at which good things happen.
And then our Mowgli. It ate after midnight.
Mm-hmm. Gizmo looks like he's falling asleep. I might also be falling asleep.
Yeah, I gotta say, whoever made this movie, after having all that high energy with the gremlins and you trying to like bring it back down with this real ass story or something, not a good move.
Are you serious?
Hmm.
What? You're what?
Okay.
Your father was a Darwin Award recipient?
Okay, here's the deal. Here's the deal, everybody. Listen to this. Unless you live in a fucking mansion or castle, there are no chimneys large enough for humans to fit in. That has been true for 200 years.
He broke his neck.
Welcome to the PSA portion of this episode of Never
Don't
Relevant.
Don't ever.
Yes, please. That extremely weirdly out of place dark story about Santa Claus, about her dad getting stuck inside the chimney on Christmas.
Starving to death.
Mm-hmm. Well, no.
One would think he would yell.
No, he snapped his neck.
Oh, okay.
So he was just stuck up there.
Why would you ever... Don't fuck with chimneys.
They would notice the like putrescent smell of her dad's decaying.
Well, that's what
body.
She said when they went to go light a fire. She noticed the smell.
I feel like the only reason he would do that is if he was severely mentally ill,
or he's done it before and he was able to do it before.
I have experience with this.
Oh, listen! To this
I think
creepy
he was just
Christmas
ready to
music.
End it, and he wanted. Also, he preferred his family to think that he was just incredibly stupid. Than to think that he wanted to end his own life.
But alternatively, like, judging by this guy's dad, maybe there was just something in the water around their time that their parents were being born.
Yeah, maybe they're, like, a weird kind of... What was that infant vitamin that made a lot of mutant babies?
What?
What?
Are you talking about the Zika virus?
No. It's a famous story about isomers.
Oh, that's why they're called Mogwai.
Why?
That's just what they say.
Oh, is this just a Pokemon?
He's just saying Mogwai. Honestly, I get it. God, all that shit smeared inside that candy cabinet.
Oh man, I feel like this movie could have been way better if just like constantly people were like, "What is that smell?"
Wait, I'm sorry. We just cut to this scene, and you think that there's a way this movie could be better?
Yeah, if everyone was just constantly complaining about how bad everything smelled.
I mean, honestly, I get it.
This just...
Thalidomide.
So what was up with
you
the,
were looking
the middle
at that,
eye, John?
The gremlins were checking out a movie. Oh, it's the Flasher.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is where they learn greed?
They learn to sing. All right, they're getting there. A little pitchy, but...
Wait, where are they finding all these outfits that fit them?
You don't know. There's probably, like, a boutique that sells a ton of animal clothes.
Oh...
I like that they paid Disney for this, but everything else, nah.
Maybe they're not so bad after all.
Where's the machine gun? Now's the perfect time to light them all up.
Is this just gonna be a scene from Rambo First Blood?
You know, like, reenact some Inglourious Bastards shit.
I'd be into that. Oh, man. Oh, yeah. I'm just going to burn this whole fucking thing down.
Yeah, film is extremely flammable.
So thalidomide was used as a sedative in, like, the 1950s. But if you were pregnant when you took it, it could give your baby huge birth defects.
I think that any kind of... I mean, like... I'm not a doctor, but I would assume that most sedatives are not good to take while you were pregnant.
This is true, but like the effects of thalidomide are really, really pronounced.
Yeah, so this one is like especially so. I can believe it.
My favorite gremlin. Oh, is he causing a gas leak?
Fucking A.
You know?
Not terrifying. That guy, that's very scary to me.
Oh, no.
The gremlin's love for art will be their end.
In the UK, thalidomide was marketed as a remedy for morning sickness.
Oh, God.
Wow. Okay. Back to gremlins for me.
Oh, back to fucking... literally the scene from Inglourious Bastards.
You mean Inglourious Bastards copied this?
Quentin Tarantino, known hack. Steals famous gremlin scene.
I think... You know what? I bet there's a lot of Django Unchained scenes in here we're just missing.
There was that part where the gremlin strung the dog up. Maybe they were about to cut its balls off.
There you go. See?
Yeah, whatever happened to that dog?
He's fine.
That dog got the fuck out when it was the best chance to.
Yeah, he's skipped town. He's on a train. Yeah, definitely make sure to knock over those crates as you're leaving.
So
God, this is the slowest gas leak of all time.
I mean, if this gas leak is it gonna explode? Because
like
that's not technically how most. Yeah, that's not.
Well, there we go.
It's pretty hard to get gas leaks to actually act that way. But all right.
Imagine if this was. Wait.
Well, are you the son of an accomplished inventor?
You know what? I'm not. I'm sorry.
Excuse me. Did you guys see the surgeon gremlin with a scalpel?
Yes.
Genius.
It was only a brief moment, but. It implied so much more.
Oh, Stripe is just going to be really mad that you killed his children.
He needs to find another pool.
You know what's weird? Gizmo the Mogwai hates his children, but Spike the Gremlin loves Stripe. His children.
Yeah, he
does. He also loves candy and punk rock.
Truth.
Wow, this is a good shot. Just a puppet riding a skateboard.
I just can't believe the amount of money they they're spending on this.
I mean, this is the 1980s. I totally believe the amount of money someone would put into like a weird special effects horror comedy movie that has like, there's no precedent for gremlins. It's a completely original concept.
Wait, no,
who
I thought
funded this?
I thought
Steven Spielberg.
I thought Gremlins was.
It's based on a novel.
No, there was like something that came up before Gremlins that kind of made people want to do something with small, like animatronic creatures, wasn't there?
Oh, you mean the 1980s? Yeah. Like the first few years of the 1980s. Right. Yeah, that was probably a pretty good motivation for producing a movie that featured a lot of puppets and some of them were cute.
There was something, I can't remember.
Hypnotism.
He's like, oh, I know. I will kill them via hypnotism.
A perfect gift for your family. A hypnotism record.
How did he already,
wow.
How did he already make a VHS of himself?
He's broadcasting.
This movie...
He's piggybacking off the system the electronic store owner already had hooked up to send videos of his dick to the customers.
Okay, so apparently the movie was inspired by drawings of gremlins going from World War II.
Okay.
Do you not know about gremlins on the wings of planes?
I do know about that. There's a whole Twilight Zone episode about it.
Well, wait, how many Mogwai are drawn on the wings of World War II airplanes?
Well, Mogwai are gremlins.
They're pre-gremlins.
It's the political correct term for gremlins.
Okay. I feel like Mogwai is a much darker.
I agree. That seems like a slur of some kind.
Yeah, there's a show that my nephew watches called Chuggington. Not a terrible show.
Uh-oh.
And they call all of the trains in them chuggers, and I'm like, oof, that doesn't sound good.
And Roald Dahl has a book called The Gremlins. So maybe that's what you're thinking of.
Man, I know I'm living in the worst period of human history, because I'm experiencing tangible relief when I look at these shelves of toys and see nothing related to Fortnite.
I'm very excited for the reboot where the gremlins will indeed floss.
Oh my god.
I just want to see him do.
You know it's inevitable, and you know it'll happen.
I want to see him do the Carlton dance, and then whenever they release it on DVD, they have to remove it because they got sued.
Yeah, then they'll do the shit.
What the?
Oh my god!
That could have been your head.
Oh shit! Whoa!
Wow!
Yes, Stripe is not here to fuck around.
Yeah, this thing's a killing machine.
That thing went in 3.5 inches.
Well, yeah. Wait, what is her plan? What's she doing?
She's gonna put it down a chimney because she knows that'll kill stuff.
Finally, vengeance for my father. Vengeance on chimneys.
Fuck you, chimneys.
I spent years in fear of the chimney.
Also, I can tell, I'm very, engaged with the genre of movie I'm watching right now, because I'm looking at everything in the background and contemplating how it could be used for antics.
Yeah, honestly, it's too bad all the gremlins are dead, except for Stripe.
Stripe is wiping the floor with.
How's Gizmo gonna murder him?
See this happen? Are you gonna kill Gizmo to make sure it never happens again?
No.
Oh,
he keeps Gizmo.
I know he's not. Yeah. But I'm saying,
how do you think Gremlins 2 happen?
Yeah, but I'm saying, would you do it?
I would give him back to the weird Chinese guy.
Oh my god.
Wow, he got shot with a crossbow bolt.
It's
this
a
is
small...
turning into like quiet. Also, he's reloading that crossbow really fast.
Now would be a good
this
time
a
to get up,
my
sound. Dude.
Aha, look, I found a miniature chainsaw somehow. We have those
oh,
here.
Oh, great, yeah, block it with the wooden bat, you turd.
I think it's metal.
No, it's wood.
Oh, no, you're right. It was just taking so long to get through.
I mean, really, all we need is for Gizmo to find a firearm.
Even better!
No way.
Vehicular...
No, hold on.
What, is he gonna drift like his head off?
Well,
vehicular
hold on. This is a toy
slaughter.
Car. This is a toy car. Why can you drive it by the wheel? Why does it have a functioning wheel?
Toys were so much better made in the 80s.
The thing that is
this isn't
her from
a good
helping.
Toy design. It's a nonsense toy design. It's a wheel for nobody. What are you gonna put your hamster in it?
Wait. You're in a fucking Sports Authority store. You can't find a working fucking flashlight, but you can find everything else. An electric fucking chainsaw.
I like that he's going on a chainsaw ride.
Oh, good. Thank you for the little bird noises.
Yeah, I enjoy that they are literally
that he
cartoons.
Was stunned otherwise.
Yeah.
The respawn machine.
Galubba galubba.
I'm gonna make so many more babies.
I hate it when the puppet
the dog
says
is
English
back.
Words. The dog is leading his dad to him.
Wait, how does he know that?
Smell. No one's mentioned it for the whole movie, but young Peltzer is the stinkiest boy in town.
This car goes so fast for no reason.
Gizmo's creating his own road hazards. It has a functioning horn?
Mm-hmm. Of course it does.
Yeah, this is really the weird world in which they don't know what gremlins are, but have yet made a bunch of gremlin functional devices.
Yeah, gremlin accessories. I guess it really is just the dopest hamster car ever.
Yeah, I mean, it's for, like, Stuart Little children.
Actually, this is a thing that also happens in Stuart Little. Finds a little toy car and drives it as if it were a real
and
car.
And a toy boat.
You know, the older I get, the less I like Stuart Little.
Gizmo's going to save the day here. He's taking his sweet-ass time.
I think that's, like, the dictionary definition of being jaded. I think Gizmo's just going to fuck around.
Oh my god,
do something, Peltzer.
Oh, wow. Is this getting him off? Oh.
No, he's just getting his little pods. Wait, is that...
Yeah, but he's loving it.
God, it's like a frog carrying its tadpoles on its back.
Whenever gremlins reproduce as gremlins, they just automatically make gremlins.
Yeah.
And nothing changed. Nothing of consequence happened.
It was a distraction, I guess.
Oh, wait, they're in a greenhouse, though. He can create fake sunlight.
What? Gizmo just did like an adventure movie dexterity move.
Is he gonna turn to stone?
What does I think they
it
do
appears
turn
he's
to stone.
Turning to boogers.
Oh no, they melt. The gargoyle gremlin turns to snow and gremlins too.
God, what a nonsense film. Wait, so his dad gets there just in time to witness the demise of a gremlin?
No.
Yeah, I hate this. It's like, ew, it's like also, that scene in Evil Dead.
The dad comes back to the town in like exploded and bodies piling up in the streets.
You know why he's coming back? He's excited that he sold one of his fucking ashtrays. He's like, look at how many cigarettes I got.
Son, I made 17 smackaroonies today. Now they're just using baby noises. That's lazy.
You're right, John. That's the lazy part of this movie.
Hugh, everything else in this movie has been, I would say, the opposite of lazy. Do you remember that bar scene? That was maybe, like, manic? Maybe overwrought? But certainly not lazy.
What if it just makes, like, now it just turns into more just dead skeletons?
Oh, wow, it's still going.
Oh, wow, look at this reference to fucking Hellraiser.
It could also be Evil Dead.
I think it's Evil Dead.
I prefer Hellraiser.
I think this predates Hellraiser.
I don't care.
You prefer Hellraiser to Evil Dead?
Yeah.
I don't think he's seen Evil Dead.
I've seen Evil Dead. I think that Evil Dead is like a funnier movie, but I think that Hellraiser is like...
The second.
Evil Dead 1 is not funny.
Yeah, Evil Dead 1 sucks also.
What?
Oh, wait, Evil Dead 2 is the funny one?
Evil Dead 2 is the good one.
Evil Dead 2 and on are funny. Okay. Evil Dead 2 is only kind of funny. Evil Dead 3 is very much played for comedy. Evil Dead 1 is not comedic at all. And Evil Dead 1 is great. What are you talking about?
Okay,
maybe I've not
by
seen Evil Dead 1 then. Because every time I've seen an Evil Dead movie, it has been funny. Except for the most recent one.
I don't know, man. Like, so much of that movie's aged really poorly. Like, the tree scene.
I mean, the tree scene is... Sure, the tree scene makes you uncomfortable.
It sucks.
Isn't that the point of the tree scene?
Why does it suck? Just, like, what is it literally just that it's so rapey that it sucks?
Yeah.
But isn't the point
of it
to be
so
rapey?
It is, that's literally what's going on.
Yeah.
But wait.
I mean, like, this was a period in film history when, like, on-screen references to rape were not as taboo. And it was played, like, it was horrifying. It was played to be horrifying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it wasn't played like, haha, rape. It was like, yo, this chick just got raped by the fucking demon forest.
Yeah. My favorite, I mean, Evil Dead also does a plot thing that I'm really a sucker for, which is it feels like it should stop and then it keeps going.
Yeah.
And like develops into like a totally different narrative.
Man, this movie has also done that, but in a different way.
How did this guy find their house?
He put a tracker in the Mogwai.
I like Sam Raimi intentionally kept that scene out when they remade all those scenes in Evil Dead 2.
Yeah, because it's probably not a good time for it. Wait, Evil Dead 2, or are you talking about the remake?
No, they've got Evil Dead 2. They've got tree rape in the remake.
No, I don't. No, they did not on the remake.
The most recent one. Anyway. I am almost positive there is tree rape in that one. Like I can picture the scene where she gets caught in a bunch of brambles, and then this thing goes up her leg, and then she goes into the camera, and it is like,
He took it out in like out of like when they were recreating all those scenes in Evil Dead 2. But let's go back to Gremlins, which is still a movie that's going on.
Yeah, no,
well, I'm okay with us talking over this scene because fucking nothing is happening in this.
Yeah,
scene.
It's just
a conflict is being manufactured at the last minute to be resolved almost instantaneously.
I want to stay with my dad.
I don't know if this guy's actually Asian.
I don't know.
Patrick's done talking about how Evil Dead 2, Evil Dead is not a cinema masterpiece because it has a scene he doesn't like.
I also think it's boring.
So he's going to squee over the gremlin.
I also think it's boring.
Okay. Gizmo straight up sounds like a 2-year-old.
I know, it's so good.
No, it's bad, though.
If my dog could talk like a 2-year-old, it would be perfect. Every day would be great.
I'm going to keep the Mogwai until you're old enough.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you apologizing to him?
Because grandnephew sold it behind his back.
What?
But the
smoke
is
pretty
is
gracious of this dude.
Also, the smoke is what makes his shop seem so mystic.
Well, this just seems like one of those things where like someone's writing it and they feel like no matter what they do, it always has to be connected to something else. Like, it's like oh no, I already know what this is. It's a smokeless ashtray. It's like why are we sitting here for this like 45 seconds of dialogue of nothing?
Permit me to once again direct your attention to the bar scene. Obviously, they did not want to leave out any of the ideas they ever had.
Oh, wow.
He's walking into the backdrop.
Look at this. I just wanted to run into it. Fucking just run into it.
Ouch. Heck.
I like that he's just walking into this painting back here.
Wow. Just start the crawl mid-screen. Chinese boy, right, John.
We're back to Eastern Bloc gremlin synth pop.
All right, John, now that you've seen Gremlins again, will you admit that it's a good movie?
It was trash. That was a trash movie. Sure, it's fun, but it's garbage.
The best part is the mom killing all the gremlins.
Yeah. She's obviously a trained killer. Wait. She's been in a mercenary company.
I don't explain to me why it's bad and not good.
I mean, were you not present for like the back 15 minutes of that film?
Yeah, but lots of movies have bad.
I don't.
Back
I mean,
15 minutes.
Hey Pat, there's
yeah,
a lot of
great
there's a lot
movie.
Of big fun. There's a lot of fun. Like wow, this is fucking wild. But it's much more like wow, I can't believe they got approved to make this fucking pile of shit.
Yeah, like, it was like a big collection of puppet gags.
Yeah.
Again, it was a really fun movie. I like that movie.
Yeah,
but
it's
I don't
a
think
good,
it's like a milestone in cinema.
No.
I mean, no one's saying, hey, Gremlins is up there with Citizen Kane.
Right, nor do I think it had a good script, for example.
Written by Christopher Columbus of Home Alone in the first two Harry Potter movies.
Okay.
Yeah, I see why people like have held on to this movie. It's, I mean, but like, here's the deal. Like, outside of those crazy, weird scenes with the gremlins, nothing about this movie makes you want to watch it again. Like, I like the bar scene. I like the scene in their movie theater. There's a few little antics with him that was kind of fun, and I like the part where the mom kills him. Other than that, I could leave the rest of this movie behind. Like, everything to do with the father was just awful. Everything to do with the main character boy, young Adam Sandler, and his depressed girlfriend, also awful.
Ended up being, like, totally unnecessary and irrelevant to the plot, too.
Yeah. If this story was just, like, the story of Mowgli, who fucking, like, Mogwai, who just, like, escaped a lab. And
who just tore down capitalism.
Yeah, I don't know. Like,
yeah.
I'm not here to rewrite Gremlins, but I'm just saying, like, the one that we got just now was not much.
Gremlins
of a story.
Ellipses Mega Madness.
Yeah. I footage from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Oh, that's what that movie was. Yeah, that was something. I'm surprised that they came back and said we need more of this. And I'm also surprised that they released the second Gremlins. They didn't just release the first one again and claim it was a new movie.
Let me shine a light on that you'll be like, oh yeah, okay, that makes sense why they made a second one. There was a huge merchandising campaign around this movie.
Yeah, I sure. can tell.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, you only have to look at Gizmo once to know that this thing was made to be a toy. He's basically a fucking porg.
Why would I want it?
Why did we have to live with Furbies and not get Gremlins?
Why would we want
Furbies
this,
Furbies are basically Gremlins. Because Gizmo is cute.
Gizmo's cute.
The Gremlins are not. But Gizmo is cute in a weird kind of Uncanny Valley puppet way.
It's just like a troll. Him. It's like a little troll thing.
I think you are this movie's target audience. You were also,
I absolutely am.
You were also the target audience for fucking porgs, which makes you a shill eternally.
Absolutely. I love porgs. I love Gremlins.
Like, God, I'm not even going
to...
Look.
You will be damned to the circle of hell reserved specifically for shills.
I gotta say...
I don't know if it's shill. I just like cute things.
I'm on
okay,
record...
Okay, how about chump-ass marks?
All right, John, sign us off.
I'm on record saying I don't like the newest Star Wars film, but I mean, even if the porgs were in a good Star Wars film, I would still say they're
okay,
bad.
Okay, John, sign us off.
All right, if gremlins come into your drinking establishment and request to be served, maybe don't do that. Especially maybe don't do it for 15 minutes before realizing you should probably leave. And keep on smoking that wacky gremlin weed.